The tit-for-tat on tariffs continues. The United States imposed another round of tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods today. Then the Chinese turned right around and did the same thing to $60 billion worth of American products. Beijing also accused the Trump administration of trade bullyism as it runs low on options to counter the escalating trade war. Let's bring in Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, for a look at the big picture of what this fight is doing to the global economy. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
And these two countries, which, by the way, are the two largest economies in the world, had already hit each other with $50 billion in tariffs. But this, what happened today, is a major escalation.
Yes, it is. And in summary, we tax their stuff, so they taxed our stuff, and now we're taxing their stuff. This is what trade wars are. It's two countries saying, I'm going to raise prices on my companies and my families in order to punish your profits. So tariffs are a form of self-punishment. It's cutting off your nose to spite your friend's face. This is a tax on American farmers, on American car manufacturers, on American consumers. And that's one of the reasons why so many economists say there is no such thing as winning a trade war. Because to appear to be winning a trade war, as Trump might think he is winning a trade war right now, merely means to raise prices on companies and families in the U.S. So it's not entirely clear where this is going to go next. But if it continues along this path of incremental escalation, where we're going is nowhere good.
And we're getting pretty close to the point where there's nothing left to tax between the two countries.
Yeah. And when there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire, I suppose. A little Stars reference. Mm-hmm. But seriously, I don't know what's next. So for China, their economic growth has already slowed. But they have more political space, arguably, to, say, devalue its currency, maybe even use state propaganda to tell people to boycott U.S. products. The U.S. is in a bit of the opposite position. On the one hand, even though our annual GDP growth is slower, we're in the middle of this economic expansion. So we're arguably, by going by sort of acceleration, in a stronger position economically, you could say. But trade wars are brutal on companies. The Times has a great piece this morning on companies looking to set up factories outside of China. So they're turning to places like Cambodia, Ethiopia. These are places with worse infrastructure, less expertise in manufacturing shoes and shirts and electronics. So that might be great news for Cambodia and Ethiopia. And I'm sure like there are great investors, smart investors out there looking for companies in developing nations that could stand to benefit from a trade war. But this is also a great example of how in an attempt to punish China, we are inadvertently punishing ourselves, cutting off our own noses to spite their faces.
Have we already seen the trade war start to slow the economies down in either of these two countries, China and the United States?
It's hard to say, because the trajectories in the U.S. and China were different. The U.S. has been growing slowly but steadily for 9 years. We are deep, deep, deep into recovery, having added jobs for more consecutive months, I believe, than any recovery on record. China's annual GDP growth is much larger than ours. It's got about 6% versus about 2% for us, but it's in a period of essentially decelerating. It used to be growing at double-digit percentage points every year. And so both of those trends are ongoing. That said, it's reasonable to expect that consumers and producers in both the U.S. and China are going to lose out here. I believe that a ratings agency, Fitch, downgraded the forecast for U.S. and China GDP growth by about 0.1 percentage points, 0.2. That's not enormous. But again, that's a forecast. They don't know what's going to happen yet. They don't know what happens if the U.S. taxes all of Chinese imports and China responds by essentially banning U.S. companies from operating in China. That hasn't happened yet, but it's the sort of thing that can happen in a trade war where both sides are anchored in their trenches.
Derek, one thing that we do know will happen is eventually this recovery will end and there will be a correction, a recession, whatever it may be. Is it likely, or do economists think at this point, that it's going to be something like China that brings it down, or that it'll be the price of oil, which is a four-year high, or corporate debt, which is skyrocketing? I mean, could they all play together to lead to economic problems?
Yeah, Jeremy, I think the best way to think about this is that whatever ends this recovery is going to have to be big. because the U.S. economy is enormous. It's a $19 trillion economy that is chugging along. We've been growing at about 2% every single year. We're adding jobs. Wage growth has been growing at the bottom, although it's a little bit decelerating. So whatever stops this recovery is going to have to be a big object. China's big, you know, second biggest economy in the world. That's a big object. Corporate debt, maybe it's that. Maybe it's, you know, rising oil prices, even though right now at $80 a barrel, it's not exactly in the danger zone. But when you put all of these things together, when you mess with an economy that is growing steadily but not exactly on fire, and you threaten it with a trade war with the second largest economy in the world, mm-hmm. yeah, that is the sort of thing that might just tip us into a downturn.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.